for no tax.
More ethics violations with another Democrat, this time around Congresswoman Maxine Waters. What'd she do? What's she accused of? We're going to tell you coming up down the lane here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Glad you tuned in for the show that's creating water cooler buzz across the nation. Don't care about your stripes, left, right, or undecided. Everyone's invited to join the conversation at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So we've invited you in, and we haven't even told you about the menu. Well, one, we're going to talk about all these problems with Congress people and the rules that they're breaking and the timing of it, because the Dems are trying to hang on by their fingernails to some of these seats in the House. November 2 isn't that far away. It's like miles away. We're talking 90-plus days before you know it, Halloween, and then boom, everybody's voting. And I think you're going to see some big changes in certain areas of the country. Certainly, the frustrations are bubbling over. You can feel that anger. And then I believe some of the challengers who thought they could will ultimately not be able to slay the incumbent they're up against, like Sharon Engel has a hard climb now all of a sudden in Nevada. Boy, she was looking good against Harry Reid, who's is a fossil and has been there forever and has said and done some unbelievable things, I think, in the last 3 or 4 years. Nonetheless, she tripped over herself too many times, and her numbers are starting to really backslide. So now he's looking a little bit better, but you never know when it comes to what people decide once they touch the screen. They go to their polling precinct. Sometimes things flip a little bit. If those numbers start to get closer, that might change. Speaking of Sharon Engel, the effect of the Tea Party, is there a positive role with the Tea Party candidates, or is it starting to go in the opposite direction? Hey, I'll tell you one thing that's not going in the opposite direction is BP. What's happening now is a small leak has been discovered, very, very, very small. So the static kill operation, like we told you the other night, was most likely going to happen on Tuesday. Is this the final fix? Is this the end of the end? That's what everybody wants to know. Give us the timetable. Tell us it's over with. So here's what Admiral Thad Allen from the Coast Guard, the retired admiral, as you know, had to say about the very latest on plugging up that well.
We're looking approximately now of starting the injection test sometime later on this afternoon. It will start pumping mud at a very low rate. This is mud that weighs about 13.2 pounds per gallon. And it will pump it in at, first of all, one barrel per minute, and they're raising to 2 barrels per minute. And then they will slowly pump that into the blowout preventer through the choke line. I think everybody would like to have this thing ended as soon as possible.
And that's it. Everybody wants to see the busted well done. They want the mud, the cement from the top. They want it over with to see what's going to happen. And they're talking about a bottom kill relief well would also be used as perhaps insurance. So you're following along, right? You have the static kill and the bottom kill. The BP senior VP, suddenly, who's been thrust into the spotlight, Kent Wells, said either way, they want to end up with cement in the bottom of the hole. And that's it. Follow step A to step B, and we're hoping for success, because they've been drilling these relief wells now for months since this whole thing happened back in April. And it's the final step. I think it's the bottom kill that the retired admiral really wants to see, and see that green lighted to feel that much more comfortable about it. Because right now the tests are going to show whether they can inject heavy drilling mud into the well and push the oil back into the reservoir. That's about, I want to say, 13,000 feet beneath the seabed. You know, these are all manipulations with calculations. that haven't really been done. Yes, there has been static kill operations done before and relief wells that have been done, but not in the Gulf of Mexico, not in this particular situation with what happened with the Deepwater Horizon platform sinking. So there are still some unknowns here, but it is looking good. Nothing's changed other than that tiny little leak, but that's it. They started with this 18,000-foot relief well back in the beginning of May, and then they did the second well maybe a couple of weeks later. So now here they are finally at the target. And what a relief that is to the people in the Gulf of Mexico who now with testing water and testing the seafood, the FDA gave the approval that the seafood is fine. So all the fears over, geez, you can't eat anything that's coming out of there, you know, whether it's Louisiana or Mississippi or wherever we're talking about, mostly Louisiana, it's okay because we're testing. But now you got to think about this. What happens in the states that I mentioned, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas, when it comes to getting all the checks that they're due from BP? And we're really talking more about individuals because they're the ones that are still, in some cases, you'll hear a few reports about this, that are still waiting for checks. Now, there have been many businesses who have already gotten it, but there still are some that are out there dangling along, trying to make it, trying to stave off everybody who wants their money, like the electric company and like the banks who want their mortgages paid. And they're trying to stave off, I call it elimination from the game, but it looks like that's starting to catch up too. And by the way, the new estimate on how many barrels of oil leaked into the Gulf, almost 5 million barrels. Woo. And then there's the big fat question about the dispersants, and are the dispersants as toxic and awful as the oil? We get the static kill, we get the bottom kill, and full speed ahead. Probably by the end of the week, I'll be on the air and I'll say, hey, it's done, it's over with, it's all jammed up. And wouldn't that be a good thing? We have a follow-up right at the top here of ATN, because, man, we talked about this story ad nauseum. But two men were convicted of plotting explosions at JFK, and they were accused of, if you remember, I'm going to just rewind for a second, of conspiring to blow up the jet fuel supply tanks and the pipeline. Now, this happened back in 2007. They were found guilty in all six counts, and one of them included conspiring to attack a public transportation system, destroying a building or real property, you know, just follow along, surveillance of mass transportation. And then the one guy is a U.S. citizen and a former cargo worker. The other guy is a citizen of Guyana who served as a member of the parliament there. And it raised a lot of eyebrows back in 2007 because, hello, these were people who were working at the airport. So guess what? They had access. They tapped into an international network of Muslim extremists, developed the plot, and started working to carrying it out. This was another, ooh, thank goodness they weren't able to do it. Hang with us. We got odds and ends coming up around the bend.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636, 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Topping this hour's odds and ends, a debate and a bounty. All right, so check it out. As far as the bounty is concerned, you know the Sheriff Joe character, who I think is hilarious. Hilarious because he doesn't take any crap from anybody, does not care what anyone thinks about him, and proceeds the way he thinks he needs to proceed in Maricopa County. Therefore, there are an incredible amount of people that consistently reelect Sheriff Joe Arpaio because they feel safer under his reign, we'll call it, or his watchful eye. Well, the sheriff found out that there is a $1 million bounty. In fact, on his head, it was a threat from the Mexican drug cartel, or one of them. Phoenix, as you all know, is pretty much the seat of Maricopa County. So this drug cartel, how they were able to figure this out, I guess, the threat was made on a disposable cell phone in Mexico. Now, Arpaio, for his part of this, says, hey, bounty schmally. It's not unusual for him to get a lot of death threats as the sheriff, and he is the most, when it comes to anybody in law enforcement, he's the most outspoken dude around as far as illegal immigration is concerned. He is an advocate, if there ever was one, of immigration enforcement. So he says the threats don't deter him at all from doing his work. It doesn't matter who calls him and tells him he's been threatened and they know that it's happened and he should watch out and take care and, you know, whatever. Because he's used to this. He's poked and prodded and pounced on the drug people, on the gangs. He's humiliated them. He's put them up in Tent City. And he doesn't take any nonsense. I mean, good for Sheriff Joe. There's a reason why he gets elected. I think even the most liberal of liberals in Maricopa, which they could have easily not reelected Sheriff Joe, secretly they're voting for the guy too, because the numbers of how he ultimately is put in place again and again are pretty darn high. Now, when it comes to ethics and morals, and I don't even know if we throw morals in there, but we'll just call it ethics. And what's happened lately with Congressman Rangel, and who's on really his last gasp for sure in the House, and it's now a question of a whole trial scenario and what kind of time, if any time, he does, because there's no deal cutting that seems to be happening. So now we've got a House investigative panel that's charging California Democrat Waters with violating ethics rules. And she's a senior member of the House Financial Services Committee. She would face a trial in the fall, same thing, unless she negotiates some kind of a settlement. Now, if this case goes to trial, the Democrats would have a terrible nightmare on their hand. Think about the headlines, screaming headlines. Dems and ethics. You got two of them now. Two ethics trials would be disastrous. The specific charges against Waters haven't been made public. There was an announcement that was made, and that's it. But she's been under investigation for a conflict of interest involving her assistance to a bank that was seeking federal money. Her husband owned, ready for this, stock in the bank and served on the board. Seems a little fishy. I think there's probably that old saying that I like to trot out once in a while, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's definitely a raging fire going on here. And if they can nail her for that, then you've got two trials going on at the same time. This is one of those moments when I would like to be a fly on the wall and I could actually be at the bar and listen to what some of the Democrats are chewing on when they chew the fat over this particular situation, because it is a huge, huge, huge problem heading into midterm elections where the entire House seats are up, 37 Senate seats, and a lot of frustration out there. I mean, frustration across the board. It's like when I say this thing about stripes, I really mean it. I mean, if you're left of left, if you're somewhere in the middle, if you're undecided, you are always invited to step in to our chat room and kick the can around, because we're talking about a lot of different things here, including the politics of the day that have frustrated all of us beyond our wildest imaginations, I think. Certainly mine. When I started this show, I wouldn't have thought 4.5 years ago we would have ended up where we are now. And when I say ended up where we are now, to this point of bubbling over on all kinds of issues. And some of them, issues that we've been talking about for a very long time, and that's the problem. So we swing from ethics to Ahmadinejad wanting a television debate with Barack Obama. This is the latest. He's calling on Obama to do the debate, to face him, to see who has the best solutions for the world's problems. The outrageous or provocative proposal happens to come about as Iran is dealing with a new wave of sanctions that have been driven absolutely by the United States. And there is a lot of pressure on the Islamic Republic over the nuclear program. When pigs fly, I'll believe that it's all about energy and not about nuclear warheads. So to that end, Ahmadinejad held a news conference and he said toward the end of the summer, hopefully he's going to be there for the UN General Assembly, and he would be ready for one-on-one talks with Obama in front of the media. Let's both throw up our suggestions and see whose solutions are better. Ahmadinejad, you remember, suggested a debate last September, which wasn't taken up in Washington. He also went after Bush, who declined a similar invitation, he says, because he was scared. Iran is a nation that is the fifth largest oil producer, so you can't completely write the guy off, but give me a break. Anyone's going to accept that, to debate him about world issues? I mean, Who cares? Who cares what he thinks about world issues? The guy needs to be snuffed out. And unfortunately, it's a situation where you listen to what he says and then you look at the power that he does yield because of the location of Iran, because of the importance of Iran in the Middle East. So, yes, we're concerned about uranium enrichment. We can't completely blow it off. You know, every once in a while someone will call and say, well, who cares? Who are we to tell them whether they can enrich uranium? And the answer to that is there has to be a time when you know when you got the nuttiest of all nutballs. You have to draw a big line in the sand. And that's why you can't allow somebody like Ahmadinejad to have that capability. I mean, you can't. Who knows what Ahmadinejad would ultimately do? So the president of Iran ultimately went on and ripped and mocked the sanctions and the potential for a military strike against the nuclear facilities and said that the United States and Israel, they don't rule out that they could possibly go after them. And, you know, who is going to attack us? We don't consider them, the Israelis, equal in our equations, let alone attacking us. And this was the part that I agreed with. There's one thing I agreed with that Ahmadinejad said. How many resolutions have you issued so far? 4,000, and the conference that he was addressing, of course, went wild. And it's true. The time for talk, that's the problem. The time for talk is long gone. Long gone. I mean, he's like the bully. You threaten, and then he just eventually flattens you. Or maybe he just goes away for a while. So amid all this anti-American rhetoric that Ahmadinejad always spews, he said the U.S. policy was based on colonialism and the law of the jungle. He said he was ready for talks based on justice and respect. Well, he's been offered talks before, and he always comes up with a reason not to attend any kind of a session where he would negotiate. What do you think the best course is for Ahmadinejad? If there was a secret way to take out one of the bad guys, and we have our list, all of us, who would you take out first? Would it be Ahmadinejad? I know mine. Coming up, getaroom.com. We could save you money. Hang with us. Interesting interview.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, Care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, everybody knows I'm a big traveler, and I know a lot of you do some traveling, too. We're all looking for rooms, right? So this is a perfect time for another one of our spotlights on entrepreneurs. Joining us now, you got to love the name of this company, too, Bob Diener, and the name of the company is GetARoom.com. How clever is that? So what is Get a Room all about? I want to find out because I understand there is a way to not ever pay full price for a hotel room again. I paid $350 one time. I hate to admit that in Palm Springs when a press credential thing had already expired. And then how about upgrading? I always hear people bragging about upgrading to the honeymoon suite, even though it's not their honeymoon, or the penthouse suite, or just a really good room. How do you do that? Bob, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
All right, well, it's great to be with you. And the good news is there's lots of ways to save money in hotels. And what we do at GetARoom.com is we go out, and I'm the guy with the terrible job of traveling around the country and scouting out special deals. And we find these great deals at all kinds of hotels. They can be independent hotels, boutique hotels. Sometimes they're vacation rentals and maybe a timeshare resort. And we negotiate special deals, and we put them on the site. And we have all kinds of different ways to save people dollars. But the bottom line is, as you said earlier, you should never, ever, ever pay the full price. We figured out a few very clever ways to save people a good amount of money. You know, one of the newest ways we found is a new system called the unpublished rate system. Now, you know, people always think you're going to go to the internet and you're going to find the lowest rate online. Well, that was the case until now. What's happened is so many vendors, so many hotels, airlines, car rental companies, most people that are out there looking for these are doing it online. So many people are seeing rates online that hotels are afraid to actually put the lowest rates online.
Mm.
So we went to hotels and we said, look, we'll hide the rates. We won't put the lowest, we'll put the lowest internet rate, the same rate as your site, we'll put on our site. But if people call our call center and we'll give them a number to call and ask for the special keywords, and the keywords for this is unpublished rate, we'll give them a rate that's usually about 20 to 25% less than the lowest rate anywhere on the internet. And this works at hundreds of hotels around the country, especially in big cities. Florida, Orlando, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, New Orleans, most of California, big destinations like San Francisco, LA, San Diego, New York, Washington, Boston. If you go into a big city, you can do your research online, you can check our site, see the lowest rate online, then pick up the phone. It'll only take you a couple minutes. Say you want this hotel, or here's where you're traveling, here's the category you want, and you want to know if they have an unpublished rate there. And if they have it, they'll tell you we have the rate, and typically it's going to be in the range of 10 to 25% less than anything you see anywhere online.
Wow, 10 to 25% less, 25. I mean, even 10%, but 25 is a big, big, big number.
Now,
so this works.
Discount off the lowest, off any other promotions. And we have lots of other promotions on the site. But even if there's a special running of the hotel, you can still pick up the phone and call the special number we have on the website, and you can ask if they have the unpublished rate there. It's going to be another typically 10 to 25% off the rate. Now, there's a lot of other tricks to this. Now, people, people have no idea, but certain times of the day or week are better to do your bookings, because when it's weaker out there, hotels will do more specials because they want more bookings. For example, did you know that you're better off booking your hotel reservation at night or on the weekends than
No.
in the middle of the day?
Really? I didn't know that.
You see, most people book in the middle of the day. And so there's a lot of demand, so hotels don't have to lower the rates. At nighttime, not as many people are booking. So a lot of hotels will put on specials only at night or only on the weekends, and they can be 10, 20, sometimes 30 or 40% less. But the number one tip I can give you, listeners, is book in advance now. You see, a year ago I used to tell people, book last minute, because the world was falling apart and things kept getting worse and hotels kept lowering the rates. The airlines did the same thing. But this year, the opposite is going on. It's actually getting busier close to check-in because so many people are waiting to last minute to book, and then the hotels get a surge of bookings, and as it gets busier, they raise the rates. So if you book in advance, at least a couple weeks in advance, if you can book a month, a couple months in advance, even better, you're probably going to get a much better rate than if you book it last minute.
Now, for the cities, does it depend? Sometimes weekends are lower, sometimes weekdays are lower. I know I used to live in Vegas, and if people would stay and leave in the middle of the week, that used to be true, that it would be cheaper. Is there something to that puzzle?
Yeah, that's a really good question. That's a really good question, and yes. Depending on the day of the week that you are going, it can save you a fortune. And Vegas is a great example because, a lot of people come in for the weekend to Vegas, and midweek it's not as busy. So rates midweek, and midweek means Sunday through Thursday, can often be a third or a half of what the rates are on the weekends. And in places like Vegas, we have five-star hotels in Las Vegas. Hotels like the Signature Luxury Resort, it's the top floors of MGM Grand. From $92 a night midweek for a one-bedroom suite,
wow.
Five-star. We've got hotels like the Tropicana for as low as $28 a night.
Wow.
Sahara for as low as $24. So, yes, if you're going to Vegas midweek, other destinations, you're much better off on the weekends. For example, Washington, D.C., it's real busy midweek with all the lobbyists in there, but it's slower on the weekends, and a lot of rates can be half on the weekend than what they are midweek. So being a little bit flexible with your schedule can save you a fortune.
What about upgrading? What's the trick to the whole upgrading thing?
Well, there's definitely a trick to it, because you walk in and you're just not anybody and say, I want to get an upgrade. They'll say, sorry, we don't offer upgrades. But if you walk in and say, I'm a member of the Priority Club, or I'm a member of the Gold Club, or I'm a member of this club, well, then all of a sudden they say, oh, we can give you a free upgrade. Some will upgrade you to a suite. Hyatt, for example, puts you on a special Hyatt Regency floor. Some will give you free newspaper, some free breakfast. Some will give you late checkout. Here's the trick to this. Join the frequent stay program of where you're going to stay. Now, they're all free to join. Doesn't cost anything. All the major chains have them. A lot of the smaller groups have them. You join, you get a number. And then when you check in, you give them your number. And you say, I'm a member of your frequent stay program. Here's my number. They type it in. First of all, you get points towards the discounts and freebies. But best of all, many of them will upgrade you for free just because you're a member of their frequent stay program, even if you never stayed at their hotels before. Mm. It's a total freebie, and almost nobody does it.
Yeah, because they're afraid of that there's something to it, that they're trying to get caught in a web of something else. But you're right. If you join that, the frequent program, it's not going to hurt you. And like you said, it's free, so that's the key. But I'm surprised, just like you are, that I've heard that from other people, that not very many people are in those clubs. So that's a great tip. The other thing is, because I know a lot of listeners, this is the time where people are traveling the last second. Sometimes they're staying a little bit closer to home. Is there also a discount for staying maybe an extra night? Does that make a big difference?
Well, yes, and most people are not aware of this, but what a lot of hotels are doing now, they want you to stay an extra night. See, most people are staying for one or two nights, and not as many people stay three or four nights. So a lot of hotels are offering a much lower rate for your entire stay, not just for the extra night, if you stay three or four nights. Now, you're not going to find out about this if you just go to the Internet, type in your dates of travel, and I'll show you the rates. Now, when you do that, check again and check one more night or two more nights and see how much lower the rate gets. Now, we have a lot of hotels where the discount is so big for all the nights of your stay that actually third or fourth night is often free. So imagine, most people don't know this, but if you stay an extra night, either you get a huge discount. Sometimes it ends up being nothing additional, and you can get an extra night just by checking. So I always tell people, check with your actual dates, but then go check a day earlier, a day later, for one additional, two additional nights, and see how much you can save. You will be amazed. And we have, I'd say 500 or 600 hotels participating in this promotion. In a lot of cities like Orlando, Anaheim, San Diego, L.A., San Francisco, a lot of great destinations around the country. And all you have to do is just try it for one extra day and see how much you can save.
Yeah, no kidding. Boutique hotels, there's a misnomer that they're more expensive or too highbrow. It will cost you an arm and a leg. You have to open up your wallet. Why? But that's not necessarily true. People think that if they go with the name chain, they might get a deal. But that's not true, right?
Well, that's right. And often the independent boutique hotels can often be a lot less than the chain hotels. See, here's what happens. When there's an event going in your destination, let's say it's a convention, let's say it's a major, it's a major show or some major sporting event, something's going on in your destination, people immediately go to the chains. They call the big chains, they go to the big chains online, and that's where they book. And those are the hotels that tend to fill up first, and they dramatically raise the rates. But the independent boutique hotels, a lot of people are not familiar with them, so they don't get booked up right away, and they tend to be much better bargains, especially when there's something major going on in the city. Now, you know, people say, well, I'm worried about booking a boutique hotel because I don't know what the quality is. Well, we do two things to tell you all about the hotel, and that's where we can really help consumers. Number one is we independently rate the hotel. So we look at AAA, we look at the Michelin rating, we look at the hotel's rating, but we inspect the hotel. We put pictures and we write up the hotel on the website, and then we give you a quality rating for the hotel, which is an independent rating. Second thing we do is we get information from all people that we know that have stayed at the hotel, and we get our own information. We get it from places like AOL, Yahoo, TripAdvisor, TravelPost, and a lot of other sites on the web. We compile all that information and we average what consumers have said about that hotel on a 1 to 5 rating scale, 5 being the best, and we put that on the site. So when you go to getaroom.com, you've got two listings there. You've got two points of key information about the hotel. One is the quality rating, and two is the customer satisfaction rating, and that is a great way to know what other people are saying about the hotel. Now, the other thing we do is we put on the most recent reviews that people have posted on the web about that hotel. So you can read the reviews, see what other people are saying. You can see the average of what hundreds of people have said that have stayed at the hotel, and that'll give you a much better idea of what the hotel is like before you actually make the booking.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Bob Diener, excellent entrepreneur. GetAroom.com. Check it out. He's right. He's got a ton of information. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's been great being with you. And again, never pay the full price. There's lots of ways to save on your hotels.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and health and weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
Here on America Tonight. This is a sad story, actually, about a Romanian woman. Think of 528 pounds and what that looks like. Well, this woman was 528 pounds, and she was just 25 years old. She gave birth to a baby girl about 5 months ago, but she has now died. What do you think she died of? A heart attack on Sunday. She had a high fever, breathing problems. Her heart stopped. The hospital couldn't do anything to resuscitate her. They tried, but it was difficult because of her extreme, extreme obesity. What's interesting is the fact that she gave birth, and it has to be a very rare case given her weight and height and all that stuff, and the child was fine. Normally, somebody, especially that size, would be at risk of clots and diabetes and post-birth bleeding and infection and all kinds of stuff. But the baby was healthy, 6.4 pounds. The mother ultimately, I guess, didn't survive, but I don't know that she would have survived anyway with that kind of weight, 528 pounds. They had to bury her, they say, in a piano case with no alternative because there wasn't a coffin. There isn't a coffin big enough, not that one couldn't be designed, but boggles the mind I think, to think of it. And now what happens with this kid is the other part of the equation, what kind of life. But at least the kid is healthy, so that's one thing. Normally, you wouldn't even have a child because of the extreme weight there. All right, something else completely different, and it has to do with, an entertainer who always finds himself in trouble. Charlie Sheen, once again, he's like the perennial bad boy doing something or other. He pled guilty in an assault case. He gets 30 days in rehab. He entered the plea in exchange for the withdrawal of two other charges that would have really nailed him. And this goes back to Christmas Day, an argument with his wife. You know, this is a guy who has mega fame, and on TV now, I guess he's got a hit show. So he agreed to the 30 days of probation, 30 days in a rehab center, 30 days of probation, 36 hours of anger management. You know, this place, Promises Treatment Center in California, is like a who's who of celebrities. What do you think the conversation really is on the inside of this place? Hey, maybe they do good work, I don't know. But I'm just saying that a whole lot of really famous people, including Lindsay Lohan, went to this spot. So the Colorado prosecutors, because this happened in Aspen, dropped a felony charge and a criminal mischief charge in exchange for that plea. The wife called 911 and sounded hysterical in the phone call and talked about being threatened with a knife. So actually, this is escape for him, because she was telling the police that the actor threatened to kill her, and she told him she wanted a divorce. That's when that whole thing started. He apparently had one hand on her neck and another holding a knife. Any of you listening to America Tonight, you think you did that to your significant other, you would get 30 days in rehab and probation and a free pass and some anger management? The answer is no, because you wouldn't be able to afford the kind of attorney that he afforded, which was Yale Galanter. And that attorney is the attorney who most recently was part of the O.J. Simpson crew and the Vegas nonsense. And he's defended a lot of other very well-known people when they've gotten into scrapes. Mitch Miller, ring a bell with some of the older folks in the audience, Pete and some of the other gang out there. Mitch Miller, 99. That is a long time to live. Just 1 year shy of 100. So Sing Along with Mitch was a very popular TV show for the record producer in the 1960s, a extremely well-known orchestra leader who produced hits for like Tony Bennett and Rosemary Clooney and Johnny Mathis. And, you know, I'm going real old school on you. Even Frank Sinatra, Aretha Franklin was somebody that he worked with too. He was super, super popular even as he got older. But he was someone that survived in the music business apparently for a very long time. It's interesting because when I heard he died, I looked up some old clips of him, and the clips are hysterical. If you want a good laugh, if you have no idea who Mitch Miller is, he had this like crazy beard, this pointy, sharp beard, and he almost looked like, as it was described to me, as kind of a puppet. If you Google him, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But he was good stuff back in the day. I mean, he had a lot of people wanting to work with him. So Mitch Miller dead at the age of 99. One more year, he would have made the Willard Scott list. You know, I think he still does that. I don't watch the morning shows, but where he would come on and show you the pictures of the people who hit 100, and it always seemed to me like, man, a lot of people are living a long time, 100. Matt, do you have any relatives that have hit the 100-year mark?
None that I am aware of.
Anywhere in that clan? I'm guessing.
No, I mean,
no, judging by his silence, that he hasn't had anyone that's hit that mark. I almost did. My grandfather, God rest his soul, it seemed like he was going to live to 100, but he made it to 93. And the great thing about him is he made it to 93 in relatively good health. Nothing went until the very... So anyway, we're doing a We Can Count thing and talking about a couple of different things. Like I mentioned, the amount of oil in the Gulf and how it's being measured and ultimately how they arrived at the number. Also, they're saying that the oil spill could cost Gulf homes about the Gulf Coast about $3 billion and homeowners $68 million in lost property value over the next year. So I guess there's about 71,000 homes impacted, mostly in the panhandle of Florida, plus Alabama and Mississippi. And then you've got the Gulf port of Mississippi, the beachfront homes are going to probably be hit the hardest. The average loss per home, check this out, $56,000, followed by Mobile, Alabama, $45,000, Pensacola, Florida, $40,000. Overall, the Pensacola area is expected to absorb the largest amount of lost home value, $1.6 billion. The loss in those markets could be particularly high. That's catastrophic to some when you think about it. A destructive hurricane, they worry about it, and they talk about not buying, and now this could be pretty paralyzing because of all the house hunters, all that uncertainty when someone decides to buy a house and they got this oil washing up. I mean, forget about it. A lot of those people are going to tank, sadly, as a result of it. Hey, you can send me an email on any and everything we've talked about, or send me your own thoughts, americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?